I'm Illinois Issues Editor Jamie Dunn.
The state's income tax rates rolled back at the beginning of this year, but when a budget is finally approved and signed into law, taxpayers may find they will be shelling out more than they expected. This week, for Illinois Issues, columnist Charlie Wheeler explains why a tax increase might be needed.
In your column for Illinois Issues, you make the case that the state needs to increase taxes. Why do you think that is necessary?
I think it's a matter of simple mathematics. You look at what the state is spending, you look at what its obligations are, you look at the revenue structure, and it's pretty clear that the depth of the cuts that would be needed to balance the budget based on existing revenues would be beyond what people would expect or accept. The comptroller noted, I think it was last week, that we are spending money pursuant to court decrees, pursuant to existing law that requires certain payments to be made even in the absence of an enacted budget. We're spending things at roughly the same level of last year, and we're doing that for about 85-90% of the budget. And we have enough revenue to cover those particular programs. But that means there'll be nothing left if and when we pass a budget to pay for some of the other items. And one of the big items on there is higher education. The higher education budget is in the neighborhood of $4 billion. If you look at it just in sheer numbers, you could say, yes, we'll make do. We just won't pay anything for higher education this year. We'll just totally defund public universities and community colleges. The problem there is that's not really realistic. And, you know, I have a conflict of interest, I guess. I'm a professor. I have a salary. And if the University of Illinois runs out of money, you know, I'll be out selling apples on the corner. But it's more dire for low-income students who are having their tuition covered through the Monetary Assistance Program, which is a grant to help kids from poorer families be able to afford college costs. Our university and most of the universities are calculating financial aid for these students as though the MAP grants were there. What happens if suddenly the administration realizes we're not going to see this money? And so they say to the student's family, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to make up the difference because we don't have that MAP grant. By definition, these are families that don't have the resources, absent that monetary help from the state, to be able to afford college. This would be a horrible blow. So for all those kinds of reasons, it seems to me that we really do need a tax increase.
So you aren't the only one making an argument for a tax increase. What are some of the other groups that have come out in favor of more taxes or higher taxes, and what are they saying about it?
Among the people who acknowledge that we need higher taxes are the legislative Democrats and Governor Bruce Rauner. I mean, on the campaign trail, the governor talked about increasing revenues, but he's put a precondition on it during the current impasse, and he's saying, I won't discuss revenue or I won't agree to increasing revenue until you give me the items that I want. And there's also interest groups, including the Civic Federation in Chicago, which laid out a plan calling for higher taxes on a temporary basis and changing the revenue structure to tax some services with our sales tax that we don't now tax. Moody's Investor Service did an update a couple weeks ago on the state, pointing out that the state has the capacity to increase its taxes to deal with its financial problems. So there are people across the ideological spectrum who realize that the state needs additional revenues.
To read Charlie Wheeler's column and find out what taxes are likely to go up when a budget is finally passed, go to WUIS.org.
While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the Illinois Issues weekly email alert. I'm Jamie Dunn.